So what I want to do now is, if you're in Romans chapter 12, I'll ask you to turn your Bible just a couple of pages to the right to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13. So if you have a Bible at the end of a row, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, you'll find on page 1155. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 says this in the first three verses. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith, you know, you're exercising grace, gifts, according to your faith, right? If I have all faith so as to move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all that I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. All the good deeds that you ever do, if you don't do them in love, it doesn't mean not a thing. So look at that. Not love, noisy. Not love, I am nothing. Not love, I gain nothing. So without love, knowing that it's all grace, and that God establishes leadership, and God calls people to faith, and that Christ won all of us here, we his church, with his own blood, it is in fact for love and the exercise of it that we are saved. Now, if you look at Ephesians chapter 4, which is just a few more pages to the right, and I think it's important if you turn there with me. Ephesians chapter 4, and I'm going to look at verse 7 to 16. So Ephesians chapter 4 is on page 1176. But look what it says there. But grace, charis, was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. I'm just going to come down to verse 11. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, which is poimen that we talked about, and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain to unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, and by craftiness in deceitful schemes. Now you remember that in Acts chapter 20, Paul said, ravenous wolves will come. So my question to you is, are you able to discern what is the will of God by testing what is good and what is acceptable and what is perfect? So that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes. And then look at verse 15 of Ephesians chapter 4. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. And there you see that this whole body working, equipped, building up by the shepherds, by the overseers, Paul appealing to the elders in Acts chapter 20, that by the grace of God you're there, the Holy Spirit has called you. Be brave. Be strong. Do not hesitate to give the full counsel of God. And so there's a message there to me as the person who stands in front of you. And then, but each one of you who leaves here and goes to another place where there are hapless people who don't know how to live life right, and yet there you are in the midst, you are in fact something like a shepherd in the midst of groups of people who need direction. And you have enough. You are sufficient with the Spirit of God dwelling in you because you believe and because you follow and because you have the Word of God stored up in your heart that you would not sin against Him, that you know how to keep your path straight by the Word of God. And here is how, speaking the truth in love, we grow up. We actually say things that each other needs to hear. We say things that other people need to hear. There is a requirement to stand for what's true, even though right now, standing for what's true, it faces some kickback. But Paul talks about, I didn't hesitate to tell you. And Paul says, I came and I stayed and I was here for the bunch of years to tell you, you know that I'm committed to this. And so here's what I have to say.